So we're doing an avchalap in the book Razili, and we're going to look. Rav Chalap writes, Tzaakat HaTshuva, the yell of tshuva, the yelling. Yafa Tzaaka LeTshuva, yelling is good for tshuva. Ki Mekor HaTzaaka UMotza'a, because the root, when a person lets out a yell, when a person, you know, when you learn martial arts, so they tell you to yell as you make a punch, as you strike, right? As you make a punch, as you make a kick, right? You're supposed to express just this loud voice from inside of you. And it has many purposes, right? It's an expression of your strength. It throws fear into the other one, but it also helps you to express your strength, right? You'll see with the martial arts, very often they yell as they do a strike. The root of the yell, says Rav Chalap, is from that point within the heart that you're trying to reveal in tshuva. It's something very, very internal, that when a person yells, he's expressing something that he sort of wants to get out, but he can't get out any other way. And so that should also be an expression of tshuva. Now, if you're going to try to do that in shul here, it might disrupt everyone else. So you got to find yourself somewhere in the woods where no one else will hear you. But that's the same idea that you see always the Breslovs go, and they go into the woods and they yell and whatever. There is such a concept to find a place where you can express yourself, where you can express what's really inside you, where you don't have to worry about everyone around you. Don't do this every day. Don't do this, you know, people can take a concept and then make it their life. But there's a time and place for it. There is such an expression that a person allows the inner self to come out through that expression. It can be, Rav Chalap is saying, through the yell. I would add also through crying. There are times that a person has to let out what's within them. And that, says Rav Chalap, is what we're touching on when we say tshuva can come through a yell, through an expression of what's really inside that a person doesn't find way to express.